Welcome back, class in the afternoon, 3:35 at WGCL. And if it's Wednesday afternoon, that means we talk food. Time to get hungry. Aha, I pre-gamed it today, buddy. I am ready to go for Jordan Davis. He is the operations manager at the Chocolate Moose, the No Dishes podcast host, and he is Skyping in, as you heard the beep, beep, beep there during Diane's newscast. Well, I forgot all about that. Hey, are you there? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, sorry about that. I was like, yeah, I'm totally coming in. And then I was like, oh, shoot. It's time got away from me.
That's all right. Life is busy. It's okay. I've got one eye and one arm and one leg out the door for spring break anyhow. But I did have a Jordan Davis recommendation for lunch today. Happy Thai. I did not get to your go-to meal there, but I just had drunken noodles, which I love, by the way. And, yeah, they get you in, get you out. It was absolutely delicious. And so I am not hungry today. So I'm in a good mood. The Pacers won last night. They finally got their act together. 9 players in double figures. So that's good. I was wondering there for a minute when Mr. Halliburton would return from the All-Star break. So the Pacers are playing well. I have a full stomach. You're here. I'm going to take a nap. You can take it from here.
All right, deal. First off,
see, you're natural. This is great. This is great.
Yeah, yeah.
How you doing, buddy? Everything good?
Good, man. Going great. Just another day in paradise over here at the Choco Moose, and just gearing up for all things Eclipse and Food Truck Friday, and just all the things that come with warm weather.
And well, you had a little dose of it Sunday, 72. Monday, 77. I bet you scooped a few cones those days.
Yeah, we've had to. I personally actually did not have to, but I'm about to next week with spring break. 90% at least of our walnut staff is all gone. So we will be making it work.
How do you get ready for an eclipse? I know it's going to be here before we know it. It's almost a month away, but it's Monday, April 8th. And I guess we'll just kind of touch on that as we get closer and closer. But you know what? Folks are going to go away to spring break. They're going to come back. The NCAA tournament's going to be going on. But when Easter is in March this year, I mean, all kinds of weird things are going on. And, of course, the weirdest of it all is being right in the path of a major solar eclipse.
Yeah, smack dab in the middle. We're, like, getting the full totality over 4 minutes. You know, there's supposed to just be 100,000, maybe 200,000 people coming into town. Probably going to be unlike anything we've ever seen. But we've been helping organize food trucks for the city at Switchyard Park, and then for IU, they're doing a ton of stuff. So as far as getting ready outside of like that, I think just as individuals, it's kind of just like knowing that day is going to be crazy. The day at least leading up might be crazy. Don't expect to really drive around that day. I know MCCESC is out of school. I was at Blooming Foods today, and I saw they're closing early that day. So just get April 8th on your calendar. You'll be glad you did.
Here I'm going to be, and I don't think any of that's wrong, but it's not like you're not going to have a seat, you know? It's not like we're all going to the football stadium. It's not like we're all going to the basketball arena. It's just, you just have to stick your head out the window. So I don't know where we would all be stuck in traffic. Where are we going? Where are we going to? You get what I'm trying to say here?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, the main thing for like some of our vendors are like whenever you go wherever you're going to watch the eclipse, don't expect to get home in your normal amount of time. It's right. It's going to be a lot of people trying to go places as soon as it's done. So it might get a little hairy out there.
It's 4 minutes of totality. It starts getting dark at 1:45. Cats will be playing with dogs. It's a whole thing. I was reading about what went on last time at some of the zoos, and all the animals started freaking out. And it's a whole thing. So I think the easiest thing is you're going to get to where you're going to be. It's going to be really hard to miss it unless you're in a building without windows. So I think everybody, use your good common sense. You're right. I don't know where we would all be going to at the same time, but leaving afterwards, yes. Okay, I get that. That makes sense. So, we'll figure that out as we get closer and closer, closer to April. Spring break is next week, and we want to remind anybody who is staying in town, this is a fantastic time of year, as long as your favorite places are open, to go get something to eat.
Yeah, absolutely, man. There's no shortage of places to go hit. I mentioned I had lunch at Blooming Foods today, and that their burrito game over there is so on point. I always forget about it. They also were doing like a breakfast hot bar, and so I got some French toast casserole to go with my shredded chicken burrito. Quite the unusual duo.
A little sweet and savory together again. And their burritos are ready to go, grab and go every day, right?
Yeah, I think it was like $7.99. And then I did a good amount of French toast casserole, and it was only like $3.50, I think. And then they've got – I love their beverage game is on point. They got like, you know, fresh-pressed apple juice and like all these different types of like unique, almost kind of healthy sodas. The like Olipop brand, you know. And I'm a big – it's all about the bev, man. That's what brings all the food together, you know.
Delightful. Delightful. And they have a salad bar. They have sandwiches. And I think people think it's a grocery store. It is. It's a market. Absolutely right. But you can get handmade sandwiches, made-to-order sandwiches, make your own stuff at the salad bar. If you want a little healthier, and maybe I should spend some more time there, if you want a little more healthier, stopping by Blooming Foods isn't gonna hurt too much.
Yeah, not one bit. They've got – I mean, we used to have chocolate mousse in there. We don't anymore. But we still love Blooming Foods and everything they do. They got all these different sandwiches. The one I saw today, they have this little, like, TV promo screen behind the cashier, and it's called, like, the Ham Provincial. And it just looked like ham with, like, some type of white spread on, like, a croissant. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to find out, and I'm going to report back.
I like it. If it's a traditional, it's just usually – it could be baguette as well. It's just usually baguette, butter, and ham. That's what the French.
Well, it's provincial. Okay. Like with, yeah.
Interesting. All right. Well, that'll be your homework over spring break. You know, we will not be meeting next week, so your list will be long and distinguished as the spring break hits. What else is making news in the world of restauranting? Any big news I have missed here in the last few days? I know with spring break coming up around the corner, some hours will change and shift. So we'll just remind everybody to make sure you check either social or their websites of your favorite spots or new spots that maybe you have on your list that you want to try before you go over there or park and walk or feed the meter, however that works. Just take your time and check it all out.
Yeah, I don't know if I have too much news off the top of my head other than Southern Stone rolled out a peach cobbler with chocolate mousse ice cream.
So
I went over there and had lunch on Friday. They are doing – so they're no longer part of the WOW Endeavor group. A guy named Brandon and his wife bought it, who used to work for WOW Endeavor. But they're separate, completely separate now. Have redone the menu. And what excites me is the menu has a ton of stuff that you don't see on other menus. They've got like swordfish. And then what I did was a soft shell crab sandwich. And that's just not stuff that you really see too many other people doing. And I like that. I want variety. I want different options. I want menu items that aren't the same that at every single place. And then so everything was great. My friend did the catfish sandwich, which was massive. We both got sides of smoked mac and cheese with like a smoked Gouda.
Ooh.
And then the peach cobbler with the chocolate mousse ice cream was just the perfect way to wrap it all up.
Well, now I'm hungry again. I lied to you. I thought I was ready. I thought I had pre-gamed. I thought I was ready to go. Nah, I'm hungry. Hungry again. Jordan Davis always makes me hungry. Every Wednesdays that we're in town having fun with that. Did I see Social Cantina is doing is bringing back Taco Tuesdays, all tacos for $3 and Mexican draft beers for $3. Did I see that right? Is that the truth?
Yeah, if we're going to trust our friend Alex Rubin from One World over there, he posted about it, and I've got no reason to doubt him. He's actually a great chef, too, but he's a man about town as far as eating out like I am. And, you know, if he's posting about it, it looks legit to me. It looks like he did a good little variety of four different ones right there, and only $12, man, that's a steal.
No kidding. And again, you can find deals if you look hard enough. They always don't fall out of the sky. And for people who aren't restaurant folks, the reason people have specials on Monday, Tuesdays, and sometimes Wednesdays, well, those are the slower parts of the day. So you kind of can win both ways because you're not going to probably have to wait as long, and you're probably going to get a price point break.
Exactly. Yeah, we're doing some of the same stuff at the Moose. We do it all the time. You know, it helps us out. It's a good deal for the consumer. It's good for the restaurant. It's just good all the way around. So keep an eye out for those specials. It might not be exactly when you want it, but it's there for a reason.
It is. Now, I know you're the king of the food trucks and everything that's going on with that. I've seen some for sale recently. Is that good news in the world? Is that just owners getting out trying to recycle new ones in? Are we moving into brick and mortars? Give me a little inside scoop there.
Yeah, so it's good and bad news. It's bad for the people that want the food that those trucks were serving. But it's great for the owners. So Fried Hoosier is the daughter of the guy that owns Uno Mas, and they had a good run last year. But they are having their first kid or their second kid, and do not have the time with their young family to continue running that truck. So they've got a really nice, almost brand new trailer for like $40,000. And then the Tasty Plate out of Brown County, they got a brick and mortar in Morgantown, specializing in a lot of vegan and vegetarian fare, and they're selling their old school trailer for just a little under 40. So there's two really good food trailer options out there if you're looking to get into that business.
I drove by the Tasty Plate the other day in Morgantown when I was going to youth basketball. So it's right there on that would be the south side of the street. And don't blink. You get right through downtown quickly in Morgantown. So they're out there ready to go. Speaking of ready to go, when is Food Truck Friday going to return? We know it's not going to be in March. We got to wait for at least the spring equinox to hit, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So April 5th is going to be eclipse weekend. We've always ran it, beginning of April through the end of October. And this September will be our 10-year anniversary, 10 years of doing Food Truck Friday. It's really crazy. But yeah, April 5th, we'll have live music out there. We'll have food trucks. And then April 6th, the city's doing some eclipse stuff at Switchyard Park with music, with food trucks. Sunday, there's some stuff going on, but no food trucks. And then Monday is going to be the big day, bud.
Wow. We'll be ready to go. And for those of you who have not participated in Food Truck Friday, it is free. There's no gate attendance. You need to buy your food and drink. That's pretty obvious. But that'll be exciting, and we will have Jordan updating us every week on the musical acts. And sometimes there's beer garden, sometimes there's not, and all the troops and trucks that are going to be out there and ready to go. All right, buddy, what have you been eating? Let's get to the heavy lifting.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So I know we mentioned Crazy Horse is doing specials again. It's something they did pre-pandemic, and then they finally brought back, and I'm so happy about it. I talked about their Land, Air, and Sleaze sliders, which were some of the best things I've ever had there. I went back, and their new specials, I got the Dirty Cowboy Po' Boy. So this has house-smoked barbecue short rib, 3 Cajun fried shrimp, melted Havarti, lettuce, tomato, creamy garlic aioli. Man, I wish we could just send this picture out. Anyway, it was so good. And again, it's unique. You don't have too many places doing sandwiches with short rib and shrimp, so it was really, really good. So shout out to the whole crew over there at Crazy Horse for another amazing special.
I did have the Land, Air, and Sea. Did I tell you that?
I did.
It was awesome. It was really, really, really good.
I would never steer you wrong, buddy.
Right. And when I brought it out, two of my other buddies said, well, we better get that because, well, why wouldn't you? So you had the buffalo chicken, the fried fish, and the pork and slaw. Yeah, that was pretty good.
What was your favorite of the three?
I liked that they were all different. I liked the bitter from the chicken. I liked the sweet from the barbecue. And then just like kind of like the classic fish style. So I'm a guy that always will take the buffet because I want one bite of everything. And that's about as close as you can get into a restaurant environment. That's why you're smart. You got to take somebody with you to go eat every time. Because if you go by yourself, you can't try 3 or 4 things. That's how this.
Yeah. You got to hit all your senses, all parts of the palate.
Absolutely right. So, okay, good. Well, I'll head back to the Crazy Horse Tavern the Crazy Horse Tavern happy hour daily here on WGCL from 5 to 6. So we appreciate the partnership with them. Okay, what's next, buddy?
Yeah, scenic view, man. Went out there and I did my old tried and true of the crab cakes Benedict, which was absolutely phenomenal. House-made hollandaise sauce, house-made crab cakes, poached eggs, English muffin. And then, of course, you got to do chocolate chip pancakes when you're out there. I got a beautiful view and I'm now 2 for 2 for sitting down with a beautiful view and then somebody coming and parking and ruining the view. So if you go out to scenic view, don't block the view.
Can they put some of that police caution tape up there instead so nobody parks there? Can we?
Yeah, I've talked to them about it. Some of my friends work out there, run it, and yeah. They said they put up little things and then people just run over them.
Yeah, they can't read. Because because obviously that doesn't pertain to me. I'm here. These signs aren't for me. Surely you're talking to somebody. Do you know who my dad is? Do you know who I am? Well, yeah, exactly. Right. It's like, calm down.
Anyway, scenic view is a great place. You can't hold the actions of one inconsiderate person against them. It was still amazing, beautiful patio, nice breeze, nice weather, delicious food, great service.
Well, that's it in the breakfast world as well. Do they do brunch Saturday and Sunday? Is that just Sunday? I can't remember.
Yeah, they do both.
Very, very nice. Where did I go last Friday? I went to the Lincoln Square Pancake House for the first time. Did a little Hoosier Benedict with a little sausage gravy, a little biscuit action, couple eggs on top. And good, another breakfast spot. I don't think you can have enough breakfast spots that open up. When McDonald's decided to serve, I don't know if they still do, serve breakfast all day long. You know, that was a clue. That was a clue. We can have breakfast all day long. So that's exciting as well. And well, wrap us up. What else you got, buddy? What's the one you've been saving?
Yeah, man, hit up old Taco Shell again. Did a carnitas quesadilla, and that was a thick boy.
Is that the pizza style one they were doing?
I don't know. It wasn't pizza style, but it was. I mean, it was the thickest quesadilla I've ever had in my life.
Did it come with a stepladder?
Yeah. should have came with an alarm clock to wake me up after eating it.
Very nice. That is excellent. Taco Shell has been doing well, that's not what it's called. What is it really called? I feel terrible that I don't know.
El Capo Taquiera.
Okay. Well, that right. So when someone says Taco Shell, that's what they're talking about. They're still doing they're doing weekly buy one get ones every day of the week.
Yeah, they're doing a ton of different specials. I would just go find their page. They're constantly, every day. The thing is, if you go there, just ask what the special is. Every day, they're running different specials. So, like, as long as you ask about it, you're going to get something good. I know on Sundays, they're doing buy one, get ones. I think they're doing buy one, get one on Berea on Friday. That might be the day to go. Their Berea is by far the best thing I've had, and I've had a lot of really good stuff out there.
Excellent. And again, if you get a buy one, get one free, you can each day of the week, you can get one of those from some way, shape, or form. And if you can get more food for less money, well, that sounds like a pretty good deal from here. Do you have any Samoa Girl Scout cookie ice cream left?
Yeah, so we ran out for about 24 hours. And so if you came during those 24 hours, I apologize. But it is back in the fold. We still have a decent amount of our salted caramel cappuccino chocolate covered pretzel. And as always, if you say it five times fast, we'll give you a free cup.
Well, very nice. I'll try again. If that first you don't succeed, try again. Who's on the podcast, buddy?
Yeah, so we just had Chef Lee come out. He's right across the street from us here on South Walnut from the Chocolate Moose. What a character, man. He used to be a professional wrestler. He's been in Bloomington for a while now doing these in-home catering events, then got this space here on South Walnut. And he does these really cool pop-up dinners. So I had a great time with him. And then next Tuesday is our final episode of the season, and we got Angelo Pizzo on. We talked all things Rudy, Hoosiers, and also his thoughts on local restaurants, IU basketball, IU football.
Chef Lee, he's one of your neighbors too, isn't he?
Yeah, oh yeah, right across the street, bub.
Keep it local, keep it real, and have fun during the spring break week. Try out some of your favorites that maybe you haven't got to yet because, well, we know some of the folks will be out of town. Check everybody's hours and what's going on as well. But it's a great time to, A, get out there and try it, and, B, help the local businesses because we know most of the students are gone as well. I will be in that group out of here, buddy. So you get a week off next week, and we'll get it dialed up coming back on the 20th. And, well, that'll be our post-St. Patrick's Day show. We'll see what's been going on since then and all the great places you will have hit in the time that I am gone. I can't wait to hear all about it. You're the best, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, man. Enjoy your break, and thanks for your flexibility this week.
Hey, we'll see you when we get back. You're in charge until then. That's my man, Jordan Davis. He is the operations manager at the Chocolate Moose. He joins us every Wednesday that we're around to talk food.